he's had that chance. So now I'm assuming it's just going to be a regular, you know, they're going to be looking at a traditional conviction for him, is what I assume. Put my old prosecutor hat on that I did for 25 years.
Sure.
That's the thing to say, now is the time to pay the piper. You know, I don't. He's not going off to prison, that type of thing. Clearly, he can get local jail time, significant amount, up to a year, you know. Even with a good time, you only get 8 months out of that. But it's blown up for him. It's just really sad to see. And we have people who, just good-hearted people who really want to do the right thing, but over and over and over again just shoot themselves in the foot, and it just gets tiring for everybody in the system, friends, family, everything.
No, for sure. I mean, you see the pictures. They put the side-by-sides, I think it was on Care 11 last night, of Jeff Dubé when he was first pulled over. How many years ago was that now? Five years ago or so. And when he was pulled over.
Maybe a little more than that, actually.
Pulled over after he threw crack in a crack pipe out the window and cops were pulling him over. Looked like normal old Jeff Dubé, the guy that you must have worked with for a really long time, a guy that I was introduced to a couple of years ago just through this whole crazy radio business. And the new picture, I mean, just they have those at the state fair that they show you this is what happens when you're on meth. And the guy's aged 30 years, it seems like. It's just, it's awful. So thanks for the update on that. I obviously wish nothing but the best, but people that have demons like that, and especially kind of when it hits so close to home, it's just, it's so concerning but interesting at the same time, because you want to know what could possibly happen to this guy now.
I don't think I've ever known anyone, an addict, anything quite like Jeff. I've never seen anyone that struggled so much and had so many chances. And for him to be in a position where they found him in his car like that with two unused syringes in his pocket pants, in his back pockets.
And then I think the report said
29 used ones in his computer bag.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, it must be a constant thing. And I just feel for him. I've known him from day one of his career, almost, when he began the show with Paul Allen over there at the time it was Clear Channel. And I don't know. I mean, he knew his stuff. He understood sports. He had a natural flair for being able to break sports down and making it fun and interesting. And he complimented PA very well. And it's a shame to see so much just go away instantly.
Yeah.
He's had a tough life.
Yeah.
He's had a tough life.
One of my favorite shows growing up when I first moved back here to go to the University of Minnesota was the PA and Dubé show. And then, you know, that ended up, and he had a great chance to go work for the Hubbards. And one of my best friends in Brad Lane, who was a great boss to work for. And and you worked for Dan over there. And I'm not sure what happened. They said it was a cost-cutting move. And then he started his podcasting deal. But just an unfortunate situation.
Really,
I mean, I feel bad for him, but so interested at the same time, knowing what could possibly happen to this guy, who's very talented in the same business that I come to work for every single day. But
part of that is that we find that people that are really talented, that are like quick-witted and articulate, they can mask things so much longer than a person that doesn't have those social skills, those masking skills.
Right.
So they can go a lot longer. The bottoming out is a lot slower to happen, and it's tough.
It's a shame. It really is, and it's I'm hoping he can find a way to get past this. I really do, because he is so drawn in by it. I mean, he is sick with this, and he can't beat it. I don't know how many times he's tried to.
Crack and meth are the two worst in the heroin. I think heroin's right up there. I mean, the most addictive drugs. It's just. Yeah. Anyway, what's next? What's next on the docket?
Well, let's. I just again want to congratulate, as a Packer fan, to you Viking fans. I just want to congratulate. Can I have your cornerback for the Packers? Because he is awesome, man.
Trey Wayne's,
tremendous pick.
Good-looking player.
I mean, thought it was going to happen. It did happen. You guys hit it right on the head with your mock draft.
And he's going to be all over Randall Cobb.
He's going. I don't underestimate.
Full,
man, he's going to be amazing. So
I. Player, I think he's going to be.
And Packers were still in therapy. You know, in our draft, I thought Eric Rowe made sense. At all these input, all these people, and
he's still on the board.
I know.
Eric Rowe's still on the
They're
board.
They're picking him what, third, fourth, I think, coming out in this round. Maybe that he's going to go pretty quick.
But is he out of Utah? Or where,
Eric Rowe is out of Utah. Yeah, that's who Marsh Hulbert picked on Wednesday in our 105 The Ticket mock draft. What's the guy, Randall something or other?
Demarius Randall.
Demarius Randall, supposedly one of the best cover
safeties
in the draft. The Minnesota Vikings did have an eye on him. I think I was texting or typing to you. Minnesota Vikings did have an eye on him, being a safety, maybe possibly obviously a better cover safety. Then Landon Collins, the safety out of Alabama.
He's small, though, man. He's like 5'10 and a half.
He is 5'10.
He's fast, but...
It's interesting what Dom Capers does with that defense. And because the players, and you'd know better than I would, Superstar, but he has that secondary moving all over the place, interchangeable parts.
The floating triangle is a new concept.
Same thing that football. Seattle runs, right?
And that's what it is. It's the floating triangle that those guys... You have to be really... All of the guys have to be able to work as one piece in that thing.
So you got to play both cornerback and safety, basically? You got to be able to move around?
Not so much. It's the way you play and passing routes are on the tree of any team you play, the triangle fits it, and it floats. And you have to have it provides leverage, angles to tackle, never leaving someone single covered alone by themselves. There's always a double check system involved in this, what they call the floating triangle. And Seattle made it so, so popular with Quinn, who is now the coach with Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating, but you have to have the players to play it. You have to know how to, it's really one player back there, but it's four. And it's an amazing thing to watch. It's like the old, the 46 Bear defense that Buddy Ryan had with the Chicago Bears. You can't play that without Wilson and without Wilbur Marshall and all those guys. You can't play it without four linebackers that can play, five linebackers that can play that.
Yeah. No, it's interesting what's going on. I think he's going to be a good player. My Packer friends were texting me going, I don't like any defensive back under 6 feet tall. I'm 5'11". I want everybody to.
But Ted Thompson could do that without getting run out of town.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Thompson knows what he's doing, so I wouldn't put it past him. We're talking to Marsh Hallberg Criminal Defense, every Friday afternoon at this time, brought to you by Ability Bail Bonds. We're also at the office on Washington, just down the street, literally about a block away from Gate 3, the Minnesota Twins, before the game. They also have the Wild game on tonight, great Coors Light specials, free parking in the back. The Superstar and I will be here till 7 o'clock, so come join us. Dave back at the studio is doing an amazing job. It's time to fire up the tomato song for Heirloom Tomato or Rock Band, which is this little quirky game that you two have come up with.
We love playing it. And really, I know why you're so concerned.
Well, because I don't like
my nuts. Because you'll get your ass kicked if I continue to win like I have been. But for Marsh and I, it's a really, really fun game.
That's right.
So stand by.
But I haven't have had your children. I haven't. So I need to keep what's going on down there. Well, not that it's in the best of shape as it is.
There's going to come a day where I'm going to wear steel toes in here.
Oh, no.
And we're going to change you from a rooster to a hen.
I don't want to be Bruce Jenner. True, Bruce Transgender. I've had enough of that situation.
I'll call you Ben Herson.
I see what
son.
You did there.
You get it?
Yeah,
all right.
Jackass.
Witty. Yeah, Barry.
Wait, okay, ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, for those that don't know this classic, I give Superstar two names. One is the name of an heirloom tomato. One is the name of a metal rock band. And you got to pick which is which, okay? So which is a tomato, which is a rock band, okay?
All right.
So you simply tell me which one of these is a tomato. Heirloom tomato. Ready?
Got it.
Black Prince.
Ooh.
Pink Fairy.
Black Prince or
Pink Fairy?
Is this reverse psychology?
Yes, you wonder. Is it a reverse or is it a reverse?
Yeah.
Because one sounds.
And you knew I was going to do that, so you want me to go opposite. So it comes back. It's like
scissors, rocks, paper. It's the same concept.
But maybe it's just like a blush tomato. Maybe it's the pink one. Go with the pink
Black
one. I think you should go with
Prince,
the pink one.
Pink Fairy. Which is a tomato?
It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious to me. Here's how I'm gonna reason into this thing. Nobody would call a tomato a Black Prince. So you want me to say that, but I won't. So it's the Pink Fairy is the tomato.
Yeah, so we want to make sure we've got this. So Pink Fairy is the tomato, correct? Is that your answer?
That's what I'm going
Final
with.
Answer? You are completely wrong. Black Prince is the tomato.
Why would a tomato be black? That's why you're supposed to say it. He got me on the okie doke.
I love it.
Reverse
psychology.
Thanks
for outsmarting him today. Saves my begonias.
That's all we got. Heirloom Tomato Rock Band.
You guys have a great weekend.
We'll do that again next week.
Thank you, you too. Enjoy all the sports facilities.
Go Wild, man.
Wild tonight. Draft. Hope you don't, as a Packer fan, get any more guys that are any good. Wild tonight. Wild Sunday. Twins tonight. Draft tonight. I mean, there's so many things. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather.
That's right. So go Vikes.
Yeah.
Go Pacquiao.
Yeah. Okay.
Go Wild.
You scared me a little bit.
Go any damned horse that has got any doggone willpower.
Sure. Knockout. What was the name of that
give
one?
Them hell. Yeah. To clean my stall.
Sure.
I think that was.
Sure.
Eat my tail.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Then go Twins. Did I forget anything?
Screw the Packers.
Screw Green Bay. That's right.
That was it.
Other than that.
Done.
Black Prince.
Perfect.
Come
Thanks, Marsh.
Back.
Love you to death, man.
Enjoy some Black Prince and a beer with me.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Joey Logano just screams out into the lead. McMurray's locked in the second. Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick side by side for third.
Denny Hamlin looks to defend his title at the Geico 500. Live from Talladega Super Speedway. Tune in Sunday morning at 11 for pre-race coverage.
That's the battle for the lead in turn one.
This is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Back to Radioactive Sports. The superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
It's only a tough feeling out. You go against better teams every series, it seems like. So, you know, they just had a tough one themselves. So they'll be ready. They're going to be pushing for more, so we're going to do the same.
Right, it's New Year. We're a new team. They're a new team. And it's just going to be a fun series. We're excited to be here and excited to be playing against them. And, you know, very happy for the opportunity to be in the second round. And, you know, we've earned that. And we got to keep playing hard and keep battling here.
Those are your guys.
My favorite guys. I mean, Charlie Coyle, Jason Zucker, glad to have him back off the injured reserve just in time to be a star in the playoffs and a star, even though we're past St. Louis and heading into Chicago, which we are tonight. He's going to be a star in this series as well because that kid is truly going to be one of the great ones, I think, someday.
Yeah.
And we can certainly ask someone who would know and knows an awful lot more about the hockey stick and the hockey puck. It's Jim Rich and a close friend of the show.
Hey, guys.
James!
I thought you were going to call me a hockey puck there for a minute.
You're going to what?
No, I wasn't going to call you a hockey puck, but I would just certainly
maybe
say...
Maybe something that rhymes with
if
it.
If you know how to drop the puck and say it right and do it right, other than our running back, then that makes you a special friend of the show.
Sam,
play some hockey.
Wow.
I think part of his deal when he comes back and he admits that he wants to play here for $13 million is that he has to go back to the X and he has to do it again.
And redeem himself?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Or maybe just the opposite of that, Jim. We'll give you the money if you promise you'll never go back down there to a hockey game and
just
ever try the let's play hockey thing. Yeah. Then we'd take it. Yeah.
Hockey fans love Adrian. They'd love to see him back there.
I'm sure they would, Jim.
Jim Rich, you're in Chicago. You've been all over the TV since this morning. I saw you on TV. We're covering the Minnesota Wild, Chicago Blackhawks, Game 1, Round 2, in the Windy City. The Chicago Blackhawks have taken us out of the playoffs 2 years in a row. This is the second time we're meeting up with them in round two. However, Chicago's defense isn't necessarily as steady as it once was after Nick Leddy because they had to get rid of him because of salary cap constraints or goaltending. Obviously, not as good as it usually is. Corey Crawford pulled in round one for allowing 9 goals in the first 2 games against Nashville. But they still have those dang forwards that are really good. Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Marian Hossa. How do you see this series going that starts tonight? It's going to be must-watch TV starting at 8:30.
Well, it's going to be must-watch TV. You are correct. I'm standing inside the United Center looking at the rink, just sitting there waiting for the boys to come out and carve it up. And, you know, here's kind of a difference. You know, we're all saying that the Wild are different. They have more experience. They feel, you know, more confident against the Hawks. Well, Mike Hill walked in for his press briefing. And in the media room, he comes walking in, and there is a table full of Dunkin' Donut balls.
Nice.
And he goes right for them, grabs one, stuffs it in his mouth, and he stands up at the microphone and goes, "How you guys all doing?" And somebody asked him something. He goes, "Well, either I'm more confident or I'm just hungry. I'm not sure."
Well, either way, I'm proud of him. That's me most of the time. What are you calling tonight? How do we start? Do you start this thing off hot? Do you come out of the chutes like we did against St. Louis and just open up with a big can of whoop ass? Or how do you think they'll take off?
I think this will be a Wild victory tonight. I'll say 3-1. The Wild hit it with an empty netter.
How do you feel?
Wow. Yeah, I see that one too.
I think they get the lead, and then they sit back and they play that defense that smothers teams and frustrates teams. And I think they'll get this done.
I do too.
If they get that first goal, I really feel good about the chances. Dubnyk today was having a good time in the locker room. And the team also now has these shirts. You know, I'm sure, Mike, you had teams that had everybody's shirts and stuff. Well, the Wild's shirt are all black, and on the back is a bird eating soda crackers out of a box. And the slogan on the back says, unflappable.
What? I love it. You can't make it up.
I'll clap,
that's
too.
As good
I don't
as
even know
gets.
What that means.
That's as good as it gets.
It means they're not going to get rattled.
Well, I get what unflappable means, but why the saltine crackers?
Well, there apparently is more to the story that they're not willing to share at this point, so...
I'm sure of that.
Whatever it is.
Unflappable.
I love hockey teams and hockey players because they are the greatest characters.
They are.
They're the greatest, the most fun athletes, the most real people to cover.
They are.
It's so fun to cheer for them and laying it all. I mean, growing up in southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota, never in my wildest dreams would have thought that I would have been in love with the Minnesota Wild like I am today. And you from Iowa, too.
Same way.
Will you miss the 8:30 game tonight? Of course not.
It's the biggest thing that's hit this town. It's big. I can't wait for it. I can't wait to, you know, get out and go back home and get perched up somewhere to watch this game. Head up to the man cave. It's been a tradition now for the past couple of years now to just, you know, find myself upstairs and at my favorite seat, turn on the big screen and watch the Wild go get it.
Yeah, this place is a unique build. You'll see it on TV, but to witness it in person is remarkable during that national anthem where everybody is here before the game starts. Every single seat is filled. They're not just filing in, you know, 5-10 minutes into the game. No, they are here waiting for the national anthem, in which they just stand and cheer and get louder and louder as it goes. And it's one of the most remarkable things in sports that you can witness. And
wow.
It just gets the game off to such an electric start because the crowd's buzzing, they're full, they're here, they're ready to go, and it really kicks the night off with an extra special feeling.
It is super unique. Is it that same guy that sings the national anthem as always? Yeah. The opera guy or whatever it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he crushes it.
Yeah.
And the organ here is great. That's another hockey thing is the organ. And the... the guy that plays it here does a heck of a job. He plays it very well.
That makes a good hockey match when you can go to a venue where the organ grinder knows all the little quippy, you know, whatever you would call them, just to get the crowd going. There are like 8 or 10 different chants that you can bring up with an organ that everyone knows by heart. It's just hilarious. Yeah, the charge. I think I could do it.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing is fundamentally it can't be that hard to do, but some guys
it's not
just
not like you're playing Beethoven.
It's not a classical piano, but I think it's just the timing. Those guys just know where, when, and how to pick a spot in a game to get it going. But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, Jim Rich from Fox 9, thanks for coming on like you do every single day. Live today from Chicago, covering the Minnesota Wild, Chicago Blackhawks game one tonight, game two on Sunday. So what's coming up on Fox Sports Now? 10:35 Sunday night. Are you going to do it from Chicago?
We will do it from Chicago, and we are praying for no overtime because the game starts at 7:30 and we're at 10:30. So keep it in the 3-hour window, boys, and we'll be happy.
There you go. No kidding. Jim, take care of yourself. Now, if you want to come over tomorrow night to the Pacquiao fight at my house, you can come over.
Oh, great. Yeah. I mean, I'm 6 hours away. Perfect. Now you invite me over.
Well, come
on.
That's
the only reason you invited me over, because you know I can't get there.
Well, of course. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. I mean, you can Skype it if you want to with me.
Okay.
I'll Skype it to you. Listen, have a good time there in the Windy City, and say hi to the Viking executives, if you would be so kind to.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. Thank you, James.
See you, James. Have a great weekend, and go Wild. Say it back, James. Say it back.
He doesn't care. I think he's done.
James.
He's completely done at this point.
James, say it back.
Go Wild.
Oh, my God. He was still there. We are taking off.
Well, you always say I step on your calls going to break, so I try to be polite.
No, you don't. Whoever says that. I never say that.
Mike does. He comes up with these eloquent transitions into hard ball for all the seam heads.
Oh, well, watch.
This is the time.
Well, watch. I'll do it.
And then I wreck it. So I don't want to trample on it because it's radio art.
I know it. Well, that's what I do. I mean, it's like the art of long snapping. I'm an artist. That's what I do.
Hey, Mike is kind of a prick, huh?
And I'm a prick
okay,
as well.
Let's hear you.
Okay, well, so here's how we'll transition this. Just another painting, just another piece of sculpture. From my end of it, anyway, we're gonna mold this into a hardball segment with one of my ugliest paintings ever of all time. It's like something that you would hang up only on the post office bulletin board.
Like
it's a picture of Mike Berardino.
Sure, it's like you've painted it with dried boogers.
That's very good. I mean, now that's what we're talking about, right? That's art right there, what you just did.
Green, clear, red, sometimes red ones in there, but
sometimes
it's quite
red.
The portrait.
And if you look at it though, and you just take that one first glance, you know it's Mike Berardino. Yeah. And that's exactly what we have next. The nasty, the snotty Mike Berardino next.
Passionate sports talk.
Teddy Bridgewater. He throws it pretty deep.
No one better at throwing accurate football than Teddy Bridgewater. I can tell you that.
No
one more accurate.
Ooh, that's a bold
Aaron Rodgers? I love that kid throwing a deep football.
On your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Here for the Minnesota Twins today.
Time to oil up the mitts. It's Hardball with Mike Berardino.
A lot of information in the head of here, so I'm willing to learn it.
Definitely excited to have him leading the way.
Get your seam head talk right now on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Drilled into left center field. Maurer had to wait. He'll go to third and beyond. Throw comes into second base, and Suzuki with a sharp RBI single to left center on the ground under the glove of Johnson. Suzuki will come around third, and a horrible throw by Garcia, or by Eaton. My goodness. The ball rolls all the way up near the first baseline on the care of, and Adam Eaton's having a miserable night in the field here tonight. Punched into right, Robinson will bring in Escobar. A four-run inning and a 6-2 lead. Five hits here in the third inning alone. A high drive to left field. It is back and gone! A three-run home run! A seven-run inning for the Twins.
That is kind of how it went, and let's just hope it continues to go that way this evening as the Minnesota Twins decide to take on the Chicago White Sox. Again, we are Radioactive Sports. We're here at the office on Washington. Coors Light specials, by the way, 2 hours before the game, 2 hours after the game. And by the way, if you just want to stop on by and watch the Twins game and or the Wild Playoff game tonight, they have 18 high-def TVs right here to watch, and even out here on the back patio where we are right now. Free parking, so come on down and join us here at the office on Washington.
Never been at a better place broadcasting live with a beautiful picturesque photo in the background of downtown Minneapolis. Sunshine, there's a roof on top of the patio here, so if it rains, God forbid, for the rest of the season or whatever, they have heaters. If it gets a little chilly, you're smoking stogies out here. It is the life, massive amounts of meat and some beers, some Coors Lights, all the good stuff. Again, surprise, we invite him down every single time. We're as nice as we possibly can be to this Mike Berardino guy from the Pioneer Press and TwinCities.com, and he stiffs us every single time we invite him.
It's a shame. We should ask him why he does that. Mike, why do you do that?
Well, you didn't send a car for me.
I knew we forgot
literally,
something.
Literally, it's half a block away from gate three, Mike. Do you not have legs?
I don't have that kind of time. I do hobble a bit, and I was waiting for the car, and then I gave up.
And I knew that we had forgotten something. What did I tell you? I knew that we forgot the car.
I'm not sending a car for Mike Berardino. He's got legs. I've seen him walk. He can. We're as close as we possibly can be to Target Field without being inside Target Field right now, Mike.
I'm pretty sure Ben Dagra negotiated that for me in the contract that I don't have to make any appearances without a luxury automobile to bring me there.
That's right. Well, you know, here's what I'm going to do. I don't know what I can do about a car, but I do know the kid that runs that rickshaw thing up and back between here. If you want to climb in the back of that rickshaw, we'll have him jog over here with you.
Yeah.
And I'll buy you a beer.
Just
over
very
here.
Disappointed, Mike Berardino. Hardball, we talk Twins baseball every day at this time. Brought to you by Nature's Fury NutriDrink Vitamins. Never tasted this refreshing. Heck of a game last night as I was watching the NFL draft round one. Flipping back and forth between the Minnesota Twins and I was getting the updates on my phone. Just run after run after run after run. Something I didn't expect off of Chris Sale and the Chicago White Sox last night, but it must have been a fun game to cover, 12-2.
Yeah, that's why gambling on the Major League Baseball is highly discouraged, because that's why they have odds. But Chris Sale actually had pretty good stuff. It's just the Twins had
better approaches. And they saw him a few weeks ago in Chicago. It didn't go that well there, and it really hadn't gone well for five straight starts against this guy. But when they beat him back in 2013, they have beaten him once before, and Dozier hit a three-run homer in that one, too. So maybe there's something to that. It, of course, in this case, they had already pretty much done enough work when they got the three-run homer from Dozier. And the moment that I see done was the go-ahead single by Kurt Suzuki, who continues to be a runners in scoring position machine.
Yeah, Mike, I think you said in the Pioneer Press, when I was reading it today at TwinCities.com, that it all really kind of started when Chris Sale kind of went up and in on Kurt Suzuki, and it kind of riled up the clubhouse, and they just erupted with offense after that.
Yeah, they just went nuts. They got their torches and their pitchforks, and they just said, this will not stand. And but it definitely is not a good idea to try to intimidate a guy like Suzuki ever. And coming up and in, I mean, it's one thing to pitch inside. They understand that. As Brian Dozier told me after the game, Twins teach their own pitchers to pitch inside. And I've written about that. Neil Allen wants more of that. But even Neil Allen will say, you don't go up above the shoulders, and this was some chin music, and it I don't think it was any accident that two pitches later, Suzuki rips that single up the middle, and he's hitting like 380 again with scoring position opportunities, and then the floodgates open soon thereafter. Just a lot of opposite field hitting against Chris Sale, because he throws 97, 98 miles an hour, and that's probably a good idea. And Joe Mauer, another strong game, he had. And I put this on Twitter, and it seemed like people appreciated this, those who are open-minded. He took a pitch yesterday that might have been as important as any of the other pitches that took place the whole game. It was a 1-2 pitch on the just off the outside corner, I guess. It was really close. Jim Joyce gave Joe that call and called it a ball. And he worked the count back to full after being down 0-2, and then singles in the first run of the game, Torrey Hunter. And it just was one of those little things that when you're really on, you don't expand, even if it's just millimeters out of the zone. And Joe Mauer was able. It was a tremendous take, I thought. He does these things when he's locked in, and right now he is locked in.
I think this thing is heading the right direction. How are you feeling about the club yourself? You cover them every day. We hear from you every single day. Yeah. And you have a flavor for this team no one else could possibly have, because you're literally there from the start of spring training until the very end of the season. Is this thing something, Mike, that could grow into, you know, a faster and more improved squad than we thought, you know, beforehand, before the Santana thing happened? And then, of course, when we get him back, what do you think will happen?
Well, you don't want to get too far ahead of anything. I try not to get too high or too low, as they tell me every day. But, last year's team was 23-21. I remember writing that story in the last week of May in San Diego, how things were different, and they felt good about it. They thought it was sustainable. Well, it wasn't. It's hard to project anything like that. But what you do have to credit is what's already happened. And to overcome that first week when everybody left the home opener, anybody who watched it in person or on TV, it was pretty much giving up in the fan base. They had that off day, and they came back, and ever since they're 9-6. You'll take 9-6 over every 15-game period in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
And they've also blown three games already this year. They should have had an extra win in Chicago when they were up 4-0 and Telfrey couldn't hold it. They should have won in Kansas City when the bullpen couldn't hold a 5-3 lead late. And they should have been in Detroit, obviously, on Wednesday when they're up 7. On Wednesday, because you're supposed to hold a 4-run lead. Tim Stauffer, who started that ball rolling in the wrong direction, was placed on the disabled list today with an intercostal strain. It does sound like when he does come back, he'll first make a stop in the minor leagues, which is needed.
For sure. It'll be interesting. Looks like Phil Hughes, too, will start on Monday. Hughes, the force, his bobblehead day, May the 4th be with you as well. So that's good news as well. Mike Berardino, Hardball from the Pioneer Press and TwinCities.com, brought to you by Nature's Fury NutraDrink. Vitamins never tasted this refreshing. Go Twins. Have a great weekend, my man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, thank you guys, and no rickshaws, only luxury automobiles.
Listen,
thank
I'll send a Datsun or something, a little.
What about a donkey?
How about
because you're an ass?
Nope, not gonna happen. See you guys.
I'll send a beetle or something. But there goes Mike Berardino, one of our guys. It's Mike's break next. That's me, not Mike Berardino. He doesn't get another break. So lock and load, a little, let's see, a little Spirit in the Sky for the song to come back. And, you know, we're going to talk about the draft. It was just one of those days. It was a special day for the Vikings, no question about it. So come on back. Join us here, Radioactive Sports.
Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
A competitor. You know, that's what I am. I hate losing. You know, I love to compete, and, you know, I want to get better. And I know Coach Zim will do that. It's so surreal. You know, I still can't believe it really happened. You know, I got the phone call, and, you know, it was a relief. I was finally able to breathe for a little bit.
Also, one of your favorite songs, Soup.
I requested it before we took off.
Where was I?
I think you were smoking that big Partagas. That's what I think you were doing. You smoking that big Cuban. Enjoying Cubans here on the back deck at the office here on Washington. Come on down. There are drink specials at Coors Light. One of those offered up 2 hours before.
The greatest people. The greatest people here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, oh, they are. They're the best ever.
Starting with Leslie and Sable, and Sable is my favorite. And then I don't know if I mentioned Sable, but I like her a lot.
Well, of course. And she's just gorgeous. And the whole family, they're all out here. And we're having a great time out here at the office again. Those specials, those drink specials, are here 2 hours before the game, the Twins game, that is.
Free parking in the back. Where else in downtown Minneapolis can you get free parking?
That too. And drink specials still two hours after the game. If you want to stay here, you don't have to go over to the game if you don't want to. You can stay right here. 18 high-def screens right here. You can watch the Wild here.
Screw Target Field tonight because you have the Twins game. You have the draft. You can go back and forth. They have a ticker inside and the Wild at 8:30. But you said 18 big-screen TVs.
18 high-def screens.
I'm looking at several out here just on the outside as well. So heaters outside. Come enjoy the Minnesota fresh air. And hang out. It's a great place to be.
They bring your cigar clip, too, because they're lighting up some cigars down here. Some stogies are getting flared up down here. We have the draft. I'm using the draft as my segment in this show because, quite frankly, I deserve it. I picked the Vikings choice again for all of you people before it happened.
Yes, you did.
And
in February, you said, watch for this Trey Waynes kid from Michigan State cornerback. And I said, really? And I watch the Big Ten. Watch Gopher games. Really is what I do. And then obviously the playoff and national championship game.
Yep.
Trey Waynes, love him to death. I'm
special
so
kid.
Excited that he's back, or that he's here in the Minnesota Vikings. Can't wait to see what happens in rounds 2 and 3 because I seriously think we can get plug in day one starters on that left guard side, that left side of the offensive line, and whether it's a safety or a linebacker again with wide receiver. I'm putting the X together at the wide receiver. We just don't need one. Maybe in the fourth or fifth round, maybe on Saturday, we start looking towards it. But we don't have a ton of ammunition to move around. We have 2 seventh-round picks, 1 fifth-round pick, 1 fourth-round pick, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Minnesota Vikings will target a quarterback on Saturday.
Quarterback, you say?
I really do. I really think they're going to draft a quarterback.
Well, you never know.
And if not this year, next year, I think that we'll talk to Tom Schreier, too.
Well, you never know. With Sean Hill, that's not going to last forever. We need a backup probably right away, I would say. But I don't know how many more years Sean's got in him.
He's very capable. Mike Kafka? Yeah, I think he was like a fourth-round draft pick. He's played for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a sufficient third-string quarterback.
I
think they're fine right now. I guess I wouldn't put it past them if they didn't draft a quarterback, but I honest to God think that they're going to and develop a backup quarterback here.
Sure.
This Minnesota Vikings team, the new way of doing things is building through the draft, including backups, including special teams players.
Yep.
Everybody that they want is going to come through the draft.
I think that's how they want to build it, and I think that's probably the way of the world now in the NFL. I think that the Patriots have certainly made a good living and built a dynasty and a great
Patriots.
Team because of that. Because they do things that way.
Dang, the Patriots.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers, too.
If they didn't fall into what's-his-nuts last night at number 32, the big nose tackle.
Big Brown, yeah.
Yeah,
Malcolm Brown.
Was it Malcolm Brown?
Malcolm Brown from Texas.
Yeah,
they always do. And just when they lose Big Vince,
God.
Wilfork, and they just pull another one in there.
I thought the Green Bay Packers, I was texting with a bunch of my friends, and the Green Bay Packers were on the clock last night, and I thought that's for sure he was gonna go there. What a great pick by you guys before it came in. And then Antonio Randall, is that his name?
Yes.
Safety?
Yes.
I mean, he's a decent player, but I don't know. Brown, just the rich keep getting richer, it seems like, in the NFL.
The rich know how to evaluate talent, and that's why they're rich. And that's why they keep winning game in, game out, season after season after season. And it's because, quite frankly, they've always had the ace quarterback that can stay healthy. He only had that one year where it was the ACL for Tom Brady. But now he's back on track, and he hasn't missed any games since that. But we're trying. But the point is we're trying to emulate some of those, as so many teams are trying to do with the youth, and always rolling youth up through there and keeping your draft choices stacked. And Trey Waynes was a great addition to our club last night. We picked him 11th overall for Michigan State, the cornerback with great range, great speed, 4.43 in the 40, and the kind of kid that if he learns to be a little more subtle with the way he covers people and not so handsy and grabby, because that can get him burnt. And as you mentioned before, Xavier Rhodes had some of the same trouble. And not the biggest guy in the world, Xavier Rhodes. Same with Trey Waynes. I'm sure they'll find a way to bulk him up a little bit. He'll find that out. He'll figure it out. And I think we have selected the best player available for the need that we needed probably the most in this division. We've talked about it endlessly, and the receivers in this division. I mean, it's an endless list of, Alshon Jeffries to, it doesn't matter, Cobb and
Kevin White now with the Bears
and Jordy Nelson with the Packers.
Golden Tate.
Of course, we have that guy named Megatron.
Yeah.
And we've got to be able to man up. And so I think the addition of Trey Waynes is going to help us tremendously.
Two questions for you. I know we talked about this and we're on the same page yesterday, but now that the second and third round is here tonight, do you take a chance if they fall, because they're continuing to fall, on Nebraska's Randy Gregory, who has the pot problems? Obviously, Doriel Green Beckham from Missouri. Paul Dawson got a little off-the-field issue here or there. Or Lyle Collins with the question. He needs to be questioned by the police down in Louisiana about the murder of his ex-girlfriend. Any chance you start taking a flyer on any of these guys? Maybe not second round, but maybe third round? Or
if they're still around. It's not so much the problem of where and when now. It's still the same issue of character and what you bring to your team. Yep. And is this guy going to be able to play at all? I mean, if you get him cheaper at third round and he makes the team, but he still can't play and he's on the bench.
Because he's in jail.
Because he's done something again and he's suspended again. Yep. And it can be the Josh Gordon show all over again. They do you no good on the bench.
Sure.
And so Shane Ray, he finds himself in a pretty decent place. Colorado.
Not
the worst place for a guy like that to go.
What a great place for him. No kidding. They traded up to grab him, too, didn't they?
They sure did.
Shane Ray.
Denver.
Denver. I went to Denver. And then, real quick, Dane Brugler, our CBS NFL draft analyst.
Yes.
And from NFLDraftScout.com, we talk to him every single week about the NFL draft, mock drafting, every single week from the combine up until yesterday. Today he was named, after his mock draft, obviously the first round went through, he was named the most... The mock drafter with the highest ratio of picks that were true.
How about that?
Our guy, Dane Brugler, I sent him a congratulatory email. I mean,
How many did he get out of the
I want to say it was like 80-some percent, 80 or 90 percent he got. It was unbelievable. And we'll talk to him on Monday about it, and I'll pull up the article and send it to you. But he beat Todd McShay, he beat Mel Kiper, he beat
McShay
Matt Miller.
Was disturbingly but just off for me.
Well, McShay beat. I want to say McShay was second or third.
Yeah, he's always good, but I can't believe some of the things he chose this time around.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
Dane Brugler beat the other guy, Mike Mayock from NFL Network.
Mike Mayock too.
Dane Brugler was far and away, and we're just so proud to have him again.
Yeah,
another friend
absolutely.
Of the show and part of the show. So we'll talk to him on Monday, congratulate him, and we'll get a recap on the Minnesota Vikings complete draft. But I wanted to bring that up to you.
Yeah, he's a great talent, and we only have great talent on this show. That's all we do. That's all we do.
Except
and
me.
That's without
Except
inviting
me.
Anyone
oh,
to the show. I mean, it just is
you.
That way. Did you see what I did there?
I did.
We have a lot of people, such as the Cold Omaha staff that have here in place. Here at 105, the ticket, they're the writers. They go by Cold Omaha. Don't even really know why. It could be a run. It could be a pass. But we do have Tom Schreier up next. I think that Tommy Schreier, was he supposed to bring the hot dogs or burgers?
Burgers but not here. We're at the office. No need to bring burgers. They have the best burgers and pretzels.
Yeah, because I was going to say
Excuse me, I just had a little
word,
but because I've got so much food, I'm eating.
Well, don't worry. Have it again. Enjoy it the
pretzel
second time
buns
around.
And cheese and burger. I mean, so no need for him to bring anything here. They've got it all at the office on Washington.
We'll hold him to it next week, though, whenever he's
smoking stogies out on the back porch.
And
free parking in the back, giving away Twins tickets.
And
the 18 high-def screens. Keep going. And 2 hours before, 2 hours after the game, you can have the specials, the Coors Light specials mm-hmm. here.
Yep.
And you know, you can enjoy the fine women that are down here as well, serving all these out. And it's a lot of fun. So get on the back deck with us. Radioactive Sports, come on back. We've got Cold Omaha writer Tom Schreier.
Your home for hockey talk in the Twin Cities. On the Ice, hosted by Pete Wagner of MinnesotaHockeyMag.com and Chad Graff of the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
How hard is it to be one of those fringe guys and know, Chad, that this is an all-in situation with this group?
Absolutely. I mean, guys like Matt Cook know that after he's been out for a while. He knows that if his game slips a little bit come playoff time, there are lots of guys that can replace him.
On the Ice, hockey talk every Saturday morning at 9, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
People ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
I mean, you never know. It could be a run or a pass today, at least. It's back here at the office. On Washington, because we're here every Friday when the Twins are at home. And what a great place. On the back deck, or I should say patio. It's not really a deck, but it's a beautiful patio. Hasn't been here for even a year, Leslie just told me. And what a great place to come back and watch. It's got the high-def screen out here, huge. You can watch the Wild playoff game tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. They get the Twins on one of the other 17 high-def screens inside. Great food.
$3 beers. I mean, seriously.
So come on. A night like this, where you have the draft.
Isn't it just perfect? And look over your shoulder, because I'm looking right now, but you're facing the opposite way. But a beautiful view of downtown Minneapolis. Yeah. Honest to God, just maybe a block away from Gate 3. Free parking in the back here. It's a great place to be. If you're coming down to the game or you want to watch the Wild game, this is where you need to be.
This is where you go. I mean, just when you thought it was going to be tough to maybe park and go into a game, as you said, free parking out back. And
it's not a long walk.
You are good to go.
From there.
Yeah, it's 2 blocks away. We've done it before.
It's not even 2 blocks.
Not even that. But if you... It's probably close to 2 blocks, but it's like maybe 100 yards short of 2 blocks.
But you don't have to cross any streets.
That's a good point. But you have to cross the tram. Or the light rail track.
And a lot of people get killed.
So it's dicey.
Nobody gets killed.
We have Tom. I don't think they have. I'm pretty sure they haven't. Tom Schreier.
Not today, anyway.
You are with Cold Omaha.
Yeah.
Is it a run or a pass today?
I can't tell you. It could be a run play. It could be a pass play.
We're double teaming it today with Cold Omaha. We have Sam Nystrom here as well
take
part in NFL draft talk. You both wrote amazing articles. I want to say you put 4 or 5 articles up about the draft.
We have so much content on 105theticket.com right now. Luke Inman, Chris Shad, Tom, yours truly. It's all at 105theticket.com, so you really should check it out.
All about the Minnesota Vikings, and Lord knows that we're a Vikings town, and we just can't get enough Minnesota Viking talk. Your guys' thoughts on Trey Waynes picking the Vikings, taking him at number 11 in the first round. And then after that, after you answer that question, what do you think the Vikings are going to do tonight?
Yeah, I think I like the pick. I think it was a need. It's kind of funny. They packed so much about how we're going to take the best guy on the board, and maybe he was. I think from just watching on Twitter, I was at the Twins game last night, but people were kind of like so-so on him, and I think you got to put your faith in Zimmer at this point. You know, he's a defensive backs guy. I think he knows someone needs someone opposite Rhodes. Today I was at the press conference, came off as a very confident individual. Just they talked so much about character, and I think they know that they lead the league in arrests since 2000, and they know the Peterson situation, and I think they want fans to believe in their guys. And he came off as just someone a little bit older than he was. Very simple answers, but kind of just gave you what you kind of needed. And I don't know. I was just really impressed with him as a person, how he kind of composed himself.
Questions at all. Superstar. He was hanging out with Little John last night, the rapper, after he was drafted in Chicago. They were out drinking. Any concerns at all about Trey Waynes hanging out with Little John?
I think that you have to worry about that right away. I mean, after all.